bands is what they are, and more bands are the and the frequency is more possibility for connectivity, for speed, more people, more traffic, all that stuff.
It might also more bands might also make you dance.
Fair warning. That's what I heard. I did hear that before.
Might also make it what?
More bands might make you dance.
Damn, man, I'm having trouble bands understanding what
dance.
You're saying.
Bands make a dance. That's, I don't know how the song clear. Goes. I just know that's
bands
the
make a dance. Bands make a dance. Y'all remember that song?
I don't know
that's
who
the only
it
part
is.
I know of it too.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember that song.
It's okay. It's okay. Because it's 10:34. Took us a minute to set up, but it's 10:34. Friday, May 1st. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up is the first of the month. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it and, is the first of the month, isn't it?
My name is Justin. My name is Justin. Across from me, somewhere else on the screen right now, and just in your headphones, is going to be Steven. And to my right, your left, that's going to be producing and always Eric. Huh?
This don't look right.
Switching it up today. Because Steven got the COVID.
That's right. It's Freaky Friday. Who knows what's going on? I might have the COVID. The test has not been confirmed yet. They haven't sent me back my results.
And you done brought that shit through here. You're lucky I bleach everything when you leave, too, boy.
Brought that shit through there? I probably got it from there.
Yeah, right, dude. I didn't leave you with no blankets.
Man, that was one place I've been of three in the last, 7 weeks. That's it. But I'm not mad. It could just be something else. They didn't really seem too concerned.
You know, or
did get the test, huh?
Or your little at-home delivery may be a little more dangerous than you was thinking it was.
Man, you order food all the time to your house from restaurants and shit.
Hell yeah.
It's just as dangerous to do that as it is to order food from...
No way. That's not the same thing as walking through a store.
Man, you're taking the same risk.
All the restaurants are all carry out right now. They're all in there with extra masks. They got the fucking glass plates up if you have to walk in. Yo, everything is crazy right now. Motherfuckers are set up. And there's no dining, so motherfuckers ain't chilling in there, and they gotta sit six feet away from each other, only allowing three people in at once at a time and shit. The line is, of restaurants ends up going outside. Either that or they're through drive-thrus. In any case, they're definitely not chilling in grocery stores around everybody, especially around all those motherfuckers that are literally just going to the grocery store to protest and not wear their masks because their freedoms are being fucking oppressed.
Their freedoms are being infringed on, Justin. They I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe it's not as safe as I had assumed. And I don't know. I don't really have another choice, though, now. I can't leave my house. Unless
crazy.
You're going to go and get groceries for me.
How you feeling?
Fine. No, not much different than I did earlier in the week. Fine, no fever, no other symptoms, just a dry throat, which could easily be allergies, could easily just be another cold, could be COVID. I could just have just this symptom, you know, there's stories of people who just feel tired and then test positive for it. And that's the only thing they're really feeling. And then there's people who die in 3 days. And so I figured I'd rather know, even if I'm just feeling, you know, I feel fine. You know, for the most part, except for just like I said, my throat. But otherwise, I'd rather just know so I can shut it down. Because also my son's here with me and he got the same thing, but he feels completely fine. He had a sore throat for a day. So I got him tested as well. But that just meant that we had to stay in the house together. He couldn't go to his mom's house, anything like that, because it's just there's no reason to risk it. And so he's just here and he'll be here till we get the results back. And depending on how long that takes after that, could be 14 days after that, could be even longer. Just depends. It's just being patient with it. And, you know, it's not too big of a deal for us. We can survive in here. We've been doing it now for half the week together for a while. And now we just get the full week together. And it's, you know, it's just nice time to spend with my son because we both feel good and don't feel really at risk or aren't too scared. But definitely starting to get a little bit stir crazy, like not being able to leave my place that's not big. You know, like there's only so many places to go in a 900 square foot place. And now I'm starting to just like, gosh, I'd really love to not be in here too much anymore. But I figured lock it down. Just be patient. I'll be okay.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
It's crazy. That's heavy. That's not really what I meant by how do you feel. I meant more first. Like, hey, what are your symptoms like? Oh, you coughing. I feel tired or something. Maybe you're just like, oh, I just had a cough, nothing. But you went, boom, deep. And that's a deep way to start a podcast because it's the Lone Ranger versus Time to open this motherfucking bitch. Know what I'm talking about?
That's right. That's right. And so,
shit.
How have you guys been feeling? That's what I also wanted to find out. Have you guys been feeling okay?
I felt great.
I feel cool.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Right on. Right
hell
on.
Yeah. No, I feel normal as hell. You know, the only thing that ever gets me is because my autoimmune disease that I got, one of its symptoms is fatigue, which I feel sometimes, and I feel it, you know, on specific occasions. So like seeing that, and I know that that's also a symptom of the COVID, and I'll be like, oh shit, like am I tired because I got the COVID, or is it just because, you know what I'm saying, I'm going through a little wave right now, because it does little waves, you know what I'm saying?
And you got allergy season on top of that too.
Well, and it's typically triggered, right? So man, I got allergies like a mug. But nah, besides that, no, I don't have no COVID symptoms.
Like a mug.
Ooh, look.
Buy it. Oh my god, I just remembered the connection of the joke.
Oh right.
That I had let's hear 20 it. Minutes ago. Steven was talking about how his mug beer I don't know what it's called. Because if I call it the wrong name, I feel like he's gonna get mad at me. But he said that was 12 ounces. I was trying to make a joke about something that's also 12 ounces. This LRBT mug that you can buy at www. https://// www.onlyfans.com/Eric.
That's with two K's. Eric with two K's.
Two K's.
We have to look that up and see where we just sent everybody.
That's 1K away from being a little suspicious.
Just a little there, you know what I'm saying? He ain't KKK, you know what I'm saying? But a little KK. No.
I feel like that's a little too scandalous. But you know what's not scandalous? This beer called and the crowd goes mild.
Let me grab this one.
I'll let y'all know that I picked this one out. My main reasoning for it is the name sounds aggressively average.
Impressively average.
Aggressively average.
Oh, aggressively average.
Yeah, I was trying to go for alliteration, but I don't know if alliteration counts for only two words.
Okay. All right, let's give it a try.
Play often. Whoa.
Oh, man. I love this style so much.
What is the style? Tell us a little bit about this style, Guy Spencer. Coming in live from Connecticut. We got Guy Spencer.
Live from Connecticut?
Hell yeah.
You guys brought him in? You guys brought him in?
Yeah.
He can't leave Connecticut.
Well, I hope that Guy Spencer, I don't know what you guys are talking about, but the English Mild is just like a easy drinking style from England, and it's kind of like our pale ale.
Is that why they call it English? Like our,
yeah, that is. Good job, Justin. Way to connect the dots. But it's just it's what a lot of people drink. This is like as much lager as we drink of like Bud Lights and stuff. This is like the Bud Light of like, you know, England generation. Maybe like 100 years ago. You know, this is what they were drinking all the time, or even like 100 years before that. Like milds are just really simple, easy to drink, low alcohol. Like this one's 3.9% alcohol. They usually range between 3 and like 4.5% at most, for this style. And like, this is kind of like the baby version of what like ESBs are, extra special bitters, or bitters, or like the mild is like the lowest like level of like flavor and amount of malt that goes into this one. And they're just, I don't know, I love drinking them because they're always, you know, just super easy to drink. You could just drink them like a lager, but they have a little bit more flavor, a little bit more malty, like balance and kind of presence to it. But I like that you could drink like five or six of these and not feel super full, not feel also crazy drunk after drinking a bunch of these, because I think that's also the point, is to drink a lot of these, which I like. What do y'all think?
What do you think, Eric? You chose it.
It tastes like if water smelled beer once.
If what?
If water smelled beer one time. Like they were at a party together. Uh-huh. Beer was just a little too sweaty. And water just walked by it. And I mean that in the sense that like...
It gives you... Is it like a fun party? Is it a fun party, or is that like a weird party?
I want to say it's a fun party because I think this is the one beer that I'm taking
Eric,
down
what
real
kind of
quick.
Other beverages are at this party?
I was speaking over you and didn't hear it. What did he say?
So who's at the party or something?
What'd you say? It's a regular beer.
Is that what you said?
Yeah. Well, because it sounded like there was some water there and
beer.
Beer.
Yeah, but it was like a movie moment where they're like, they locked eyes and nobody was there.
And then they smelled each other?
And they smelled each other. It's a weird movie. We're not saying it's a regular one.
That was enough. And that's what this beer tastes like, is the essence of that beer walking, like that moment of the water and the beer. That's what this tastes like?
Yes. And I think you using essence was a really good word, because that's also the same way that I describe LaCroix. As if water smelled the fruit one time. But and their thing is essence. It's the essences of whatever.
So this is the essence of beer.
This is the essence of beer.
I ain't mad at that.
It's drinkable. Like, it's cool.
I ain't mad at that. It's crazy. One time I was at a party when I was little. Like, man, we were talking like third, fourth grade maybe. And we went to this kid's birthday party. This kid, Eric. Shout out Eric right here, but it was this kid Eric's birthday. I think it was Eric. I think that was his name.
He's the wrong one. He's not. He's not the real one.
Might be true. It was fourth grade too. So you flexing right now on a fourth grader?
I'll beat up a fourth grader.
And it was his birthday, and so he had.
I don't know.
He had a birthday party at his house, and I remember we were at his house. We went to this back room, or no, it was this back room in the basement. But it was where like, and they had like this garden cellar window. So, like, light was coming in, but it was, like, down in the basement, right? And then they had, a TV set up right here, and there was, like, video games and shit. We had, like, they was playing Sega or something. And I remember there was also, it had to be, like, third grade then. And so I remember there was also, like, that popcorn shit on the ceiling, right? Like, the popcorn ceiling shit. And, these kids was fucking around, and we had like juice and shit. Everybody had juice. I remember I grabbed water because I was feeling all funny, right? And I was like, yo, like I'm gonna grab some water, like, you know, but I want to still party with y'all. Like, what up? And I had a cup of water, and it was in this Broncos cup. I remember it had like the fucking the schedule for fucking 1996 on it or whatever. Yeah. And it's like, and you know, and I had it with water, and then boom, I started playing the video game, right? Boom, bang. These kids run around, they're fucking around, boom, bang, pow. These fools are smashing the top of this thing. I keep getting fucking little popcorn shit on my head. I'm like, yo, B, stop. Like, I'm trying to play this video game, B. I'm over here trying to play Streets of Rage and shit. So boom, bang, and I'm in it, boom, bang. And, like, and then I reached, and I went for my water, and I took a sip, and I was like, there's something wrong with my water. And I took another sip, and I was like, what's that? And I looked, and it was full, and it was sprinkled from all that shit that had been falling into my water. And that's what this tastes like.
This tastes like asbestos?
Yeah, but it's cool because it was a fun party. I was fourth grade. It was fun.
Yeah, it's popcorn asbestos.
But, yeah, it tastes like asbestos.
Well, shout out to Finkel and Garf for, I think, making a fantastic beer. I really love this one. Nice job picking this one. I haven't had this one. I always search these out and try and have them if somebody makes one in town. And so I'm happy to have this one. Definitely a good one. I actually have another beer by them that I bought earlier this week. They're out of Boulder. And so they put out a lot of beer. It's never, like, too widely distributed, but if you can find it, I always pick it up at the liquor store, and I'm generally never disappointed. I've only had a few stinkers from them, so
definitely
a good one to check out.
Well, you know what? I hope from now on we can see a little review of some of these goofy-ass beers that you be drinking on your motherfucking Instagram. What's your Instagram real quick?
StephenD_Lissio.
There you go. We're going to put it on the screen. We're going to do all that shit. And
I think that, yeah, that's it now. Yeah.
Yeah, because we could go see all that beer.
I'll put some posts up, and you'll hear more like in-depth reviews of the beers and stuff that we do on here. You'll see more of my opinion on my Instagram, so check it out.
Hell yeah. So Finkel and Garf, is that like about Simon and Garfunkel, or is that just a coincidence?
I have no idea, but I definitely always have the same feeling of that whenever I read the name, but I don't know if there's any lore history of that.
Like my brain has a hard time even reading it or saying it out loud when I try to read it, and it wants to just be like Simon. What? There's not an S there. Garfunkel. What?
Right? Because doesn't our brain read by like taking in all the letters at once, and then like it knows more of just like the pattern of them and sees word? And I think there's enough letters in Finkel and Garf that are in Simon and Garfunkel. And then there's also like the ampersand in there that doesn't use the word and, because I don't think they do either. And so I think it does, like there's enough letters in there that your brain wants it to be Simon and Garfunkel, because generally F, K, G's and F's and R's and like weird, those letters don't normally come together, I think, too often or often enough that we'd normally recognize them outside of anything but Simon and Garfunkel looking like that. And maybe they're playing off that. Maybe they're not. I don't know.
Their names are Eric and Dan Garfunkel. So they just split it up and switched the words.
That's pretty cool. Shout out to who? What was her name? Not Simon.
Eric and Dan. Father
fucking
and son.
Eric, dude. I told you this episode's about Eric. Shout out to episode 15 being about Eric so far. This boy is sitting over here. He got main stage seat. We're about to change that up, though. I think, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to talk about it. But he also brought the beer now. And now we done had, my story was about a kid named Eric. I swear that I think that was his name. I'm not making that up.
You just been priming yourself to tell that story.
Oh, no, don't put him out like that, I guess. Maybe I know him. I don't know. I knew a couple of Erics in the neighborhood we grew up in, so was it?
I didn't grow up in that neighborhood, Holmes. I wasn't in that neighborhood. That wasn't until like middle school. So in fourth grade, third grade, I was in Denver, and that was like the College View area. Shout out to College View. Shout out to the homies at College View. And hey, I think one of them is Eric. Shit, but that's another one. Fucking A. But shout out to the homies at College View that's their group's name. And I think they just dropped some shit, or they're about to drop some shit. I saw the promo for it. It looked tight. And their shit always hits. So I fuck with them.
College View is the name of the group?
Yeah. And they named it after the little neighborhood.
That's tight.
Oh. That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying?
That's an Eric as well?
I think so.
Damn. So many Erics. Shout
there's
out to
one
all
of
the
them,
Erics out there.
But maybe. One of them, I don't remember, man. It's hard to remember names, especially on the spot. And now I'm like, there's fucking been four Erics. I'm going to say, but that's not the same one. That's not the one I was talking about. It wasn't his party. He was there, though. So maybe the motherfucker would be like, yeah, that fool's name was Eric. Or maybe they'll be like, that fool's name was Julio. I don't remember.
It happens.
I remember weird things in detail, but like, other things, they're just, you know, like my bad. I was remembering those other details. I used that space up already to remember other details. So sorry, can't remember those details. Don't know what to tell you. But I also usually don't have a, you know, problem saying, I don't remember. I don't know.
Right.
I don't just make shit up. Sometimes it feels like I'm making shit up, though. Like that's how distant the memory seems. So that's when I'll be like, maybe I'm making shit up. maybe this is a scene in fucking Money Talks and I just don't remember. And I'm like putting myself in it, you know?
Yeah.
Y'all don't feel that way?
I hope not.
All right. Well,
what was that? Oh, yeah. Let's move on.
Let's move on real quick because I got something I saved for this Eric episode.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know about it.
I saw this shit this morning, Fu.
Fuck.
I saw this morning. And when I saw it, I was like, yo, there's no way. We'll share this shit on our social medias. Y'all find our social medias and we'll share this shit because we can't not. Look, I want you to tell me what this is. I saw this shit and right away I copied it. I went to Eric's text message and I went to pay. I pasted it and I almost sent and I said, nah, I'm gonna save that for the podcast. Watch this shit. Tell me what this is.
That's My Chemical Romance.
It's a nasty translation. Why?
Fuck, that's incredible.
I knew you'd fuck with that. I mean, I thought it was tight. I love when they do that shit. When they take them popular ass fucking US hits and then they just do like, you know, a translation. And it's so straight up a translation because they don't just translate the lyrics, they translate the music. But they do the same song.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, Delilah's my fucking favorite one. I fucking love that shit, fool.
I gotta hear that one.
You ever heard Oh Yeah, Delilah? Uh-huh. All right. Man, we'll post this one too. Don't even trip. We'll make a little collage of these motherfuckers.
What is that? Two links. Three links. My OnlyFans and these two videos.
You got an OnlyFans now, Eric?
Yeah. It's https://. OnlyFans.com.
Oh shit, it looks like just like Streets of Rage. Slash. Didn't I just say that?
Yeah.
Yo,
The Streets of Rage. He's talking about it.
It's an ad for fucking marketing. That's next level. Hold on.
Wait, marketing?
Fuck.
That got deep.
Justin, who's this by?
This shit is hard as fuck, bro.
Yeah. Who's it by?
There's a... that's incredible. There's one song that actually that reminds me of that came out this morning. And I don't know if you guys have heard it.
What came out this morning? Drake came out last night.
Oh.
Y'all didn't see Drake drop a mixtape last night?
I saw tweets about it, but I haven't.
Man, I haven't even listened to it. I just thought y'all would have at least scanned through it.
I don't listen to enough Spotify to tell me that it was new.
It was like a big news story. Twitter went off, but I don't know how much time you guys spent on Twitter.
I saw a couple tweets about it.
I don't spend much time on Twitter, but I did listen to, kind of like had it on in the background this morning, and I listened to a couple songs.
So you did hear it?
I heard, yeah. Yeah, I heard.
And?
I heard up to the TikTok song, and then I turned it off, and then it sounded like every other Drake album I've ever heard. I don't think I could distinguish one song on that album from any other album Drake in the last like 6-7 years.
That's what I heard about 3-4 times already.
Ooh, okay.
Normally I wouldn't take your Drake advice because I know you just don't like that dude. I've heard that about 3-4 times now.
I listen to everything he puts out. When he puts it out, I usually listen to it generally pretty quickly once he does. And that's the thing with Drake is like I never find myself wanting to go back and listen again. But I'll give him a chance every album. Like everybody talks about it, everybody says like I'm wrong about him, and so I'm like, all right, I give him a chance every time and I'm going to listen to the rest of the album. I listened to a couple tracks past the 2C slide and came with like you know, the same conclusion. And I was like, all right, well, I can get to this later. I don't need to hear the same thing I always hear from Drake, which is why I'm not like a fan, because I'm just like, it's just like
been sad
indistinguishable
before?
Pop music for me. Like, I don't know. Huh?
You ain't never been sad before?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I never been stabbed.
Man, lucky ass motherfucker boy. Everybody that fuck with at least one Drake song. Even people that hate Drake always hate Drake, but secretly they have one song that they wouldn't even choose on their own, but they fuck with when it comes on and they ain't mad at it. Because the dude is catchy. There's no way that you can't not fuck with that sometimes. And it's just a fact that our brains like that shit. But I get it. I'm just saying that to like Drake outside of that, you got to be sad. You get sad. You sad. You feel lonely. You feel goofy. You go listen to fucking Thank Me Later or something. Or what's the one before that? Or, you know, shit. And you're like, oh, man. So Far Gone. You'll be like, oh, man. Oh, man. You got me.
Oh,
you know exactly what I'm saying right now. Yo, Drake knew exactly what 22-year-old me had, you know, on So Far Gone. Dude, he had my life down written in a song.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Like he was there.
I was all heartbroken.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what you're saying about the Drake songs. All those shit that you said, I was like, I can't. I think the last one you said, I'm like, I'm pretty sure I know that one. Like, no, as in, like, I'm pretty sure I've heard most of the songs you've heard or said, and if I heard them, I would know them. But by name, I don't even know if I could name a Drake song by name. Like, I think I know a few, but I don't know if those are the real titles of the Drake songs that I don't know. I'm not, like I said, I'm just not a fan, so.
The boy's got a few hits, but I ain't mad at that. What are you going to do?
I just don't know. I don't remember anything about Drake, which is why I am not a fan. He's just pop music for me. And I mean, I guess like a lot of people like it and it is catchy as fuck. Like you hear that shit in the club and I know Drake songs enough to like be able to dance to them, but and dance, I guess I should put in quotations, but yeah, Drake's fine. I don't know.
What you think, Eric? You fuck with Drake?
I fuck with Drake.
What's your favorite Drake album?
To be honest, I think the only one that I've really gone through is not the last one, but the one before that. Scorpion.
I didn't even listen to that one.
I don't think I've ever like sat down and listened to another Drake album.
You gotta be sad. If you're sad, you're gonna fuck with it heavy. You're gonna be like, man, this is off the hook.
Man. That's one thing I've never really, I'm kind of a little bit, but when I listen to hip hop, I never really gravitate towards really sad, like that kind of sad, like not, I don't want to be mean and say sappy sad, but it's very,
it
like,
is, but it's more R&B-ish
sad.
Anyways. Like a lot of that shit is more R&B-ish and that's why it hits. Cause yeah. if you listen to it in that way, so you don't listen to it like it's going to be hip hop. You're not, you know, you're not, don't be expecting so much rap and listen to it like it's a fucking, you know what I'm saying? SWV song. And all of a sudden you'd be like, damn, this is the tightest R&B song I heard in a minute.
And that's the thing, too, is like I am really guilty of not listening to R&B. Like I just, and for the same reason, like R&B just, I don't know why, but it never really appeals to me. It never has. And I can listen to it and enjoy it, but I never will go back to it on
R&B
my own.
R&B like, hits,
I don't,
boy.
I mean, maybe some stuff. And there's some stuff that I think I listen to that might be considered R&B that I'm like, oh, okay. If you can call this R&B, I can get down with that. But I think a lot of like the traditional 90s R&B that you and I grew up with, Justin, I don't like all that. I don't know any of it. And people think I'm crazy, but I have respect for it, but I don't know. It's not my flavor. If I'm going to listen to something sad, I want to listen to, it's usually like country or bluegrass or some shit like that, that you can like belt out your feelings like way off key. If you're me, I guess, you know, to these songs, not rap along to Drake talking about.
No,
shit.
You know what? While you were talking about R&B that way, while you went off on R&B, you know what? I kind of blanked out there for a moment and stopped listening to you. And my mind just, I went through a playlist, boy, of just hitters, boy. R&B hitters. Here's the thing is, I get it. You also were influenced by hip hop a lot later. I didn't even really start fucking with R&B until like my teenage years. Before that, you know, there was like, I remember Candy Rain. Mama, do you ever dream of candy coated raindrops? Ooh, you know what I'm saying? Fucking I remember that shit. But
no.
Besides that, I mean, I wasn't really fucking with R&B when I was a kid. But as I grew older, I started fucking with it, and especially like even now. You know what? I don't fuck with like the newer R&B. There's not a lot of R&B left. And actually, you know what? I said that to the homegirl, Nana, one time. Shout out to her, and she sent me a playlist of all kinds of nasty ass R&B that's all new and it's all off the hook. It's all like, but a lot of it's like neo soul too, which is really fresh. Neo soul has taken like, sounds like it's way more influenced by the R&B I'm used to than fucking than whatever. But you know, anyways, and I fuck with hella R&B, boy. And anyways, Drake has some cool R&B songs. Some hitters.
And I hear either. That's like, I think the type, like, what'd you call it? New, or what was the name you just said?
Neo soul?
Neo soul, yeah. Like, I think there's like a little bit of a vein of that that I do get a little bit of music from that I enjoy. And I'm like, oh, that's where I think I've been. Like, people are like, no, this is R&B. It's whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. If you consider this R&B, I like this a lot. It just like goes under the like file of hip hop in my head. And that's just my like ignorance. You know, I don't know any better. And but I do enjoy some stuff that I think other people consider R&B, but I don't know, like what's Saba? Do you know Saba? I think he's out of Chicago.
Yeah.
Is that R&B? Would that be considered R&B?
Ish, yeah. That's the new R&B. But yeah, that's cool. I think. But yeah, no, maybe not.
That
maybe
that heavy. Like SmiNo too, out of like a lot of the Chicago stuff like that. I like a lot.
Wait, is Saba a chick?
What's her name? No, Saba's a man.
Saba, which one's Saba? I recognize that name, but I don't know who we're talking about yet.
I've played a bunch of songs for you from a few different albums from him over the years, but
you say that all the time, fool. You say that so much, it sounds like you just be lying on some bullshit.
I know, or it sounds like you don't be listening.
That's true. It also could sound like I don't be listening. But you know what? I just don't remember those details of the memory. You know what I'm saying? I was too busy remembering
the song. You're like, oh, I fuck with this. Yeah, I like this. I could do this. Why don't you show me more songs like this? Like, Saba's one of those artists that you've said that exact phrase that you tell me all the time about artists I've shown you before, where you tell me, why haven't you shown me more songs like this? And then you,
I don't do that all the time. I just do that sometimes.
Yeah,
because sometimes you be on that bullshit.
Sure. That's definitely true. Especially with like hip hop and like some shit where I'll show it to somebody else and I'm like, oh, definitely. Like once I show it to someone else, I'm like, oh, this is definitely not as cool as it was when I showed it to Eliam. Damn.
That's all that matters, I guess.
You know, I like to explore a lot of music and Eliam likes it too. And so we listen to a lot of weird shit and sometimes it hits.
I listen to a lot of weird shit too.
Start listening to weird shit. Like Jailbreak the Tesla, and now Eliam will request that song by name all the time. But it's only because he likes weird robot shit voices, and he knows what a Tesla is, and that he can point them, you know, when we used to drive around all the time. Shout out to, 2019. And he would see Teslas and, like, point them out, because he's really interested in that shit. They're cool, you know. Oh, speaking of Teslas... How do you feel about Elon Musk's response to like his tweets and stuff about what's going on recently?
What are his tweets about what's going on recently?
Saying that I think I remember right. If I remember right, it was I definitely saved it on my phone and I can't use my phone while we're doing this.
Oh no, you're good. I'm pulling up right now.
But I think he said some shit about America being fascist. Not letting people go back to work, and we need to like get people back to work, something like that. Eric, do you see this?
Yes. Starting 13 hours ago, his first tweet was, Tesla stock price is too high in my opinion. Now give people back their freedom. And then he just...
This is newer than what I was talking about. Because what I was talking about happened yesterday. Or the days before today.
No. This is you're talking. This should be from what you're talking about. And then he just tweeted out the entire "and the red rockets glare, the bombs burst in the air," the whole lyrics of that song. Rage against the dying of the light of consciousness. My GF Grimes is mad at me. And Free America Now. Oh, yeah, that was 2 days ago, what you're talking about.
This boy done lost his noodle.
I was smelling a candle that was over there. I can't find the other ones.
I don't know, but it sounded like he was trying to tell people that we need to get them back to work, was what Elon Musk was saying. But if you didn't hear it or didn't read it, I don't want to like misquote the dude. I read that this morning.
Go ahead, paraphrase.
I did. I gave you the paraphrasing earlier.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
It was just him like saying weird shit about telling people to go back to work. Uh-huh. And I think it was him that said that America was being fascist about it. I think it was him that used that word. It could have been somebody else, though, because all kinds of people are saying all kinds of shit about what's going on right now with Corona or with going back to work or not going back to work or wearing masks or protesting. Like, some of these protests are crazy out there. And... Well, maybe they're not crazy. I guess some people might not think they're crazy.
I think that
I don't think it's a good idea.
Tesla might have made him delete the tweets because I can't find them. But I did see that all of his tweets caused Tesla stock price to drop by like $1 billion. Which was,
yikes.
From 80-10 a share to like 640.
Holy buckets.
Wild.
Well, I wanted to ask you, especially Justin and Eric too, about what are your guys' feelings, your thoughts, your opinions on this whole thing around 5G? What have you heard? What is the information that
I just got
you
a new,
are
I just
relying
got a new,
on is true?
Galaxy 5G yesterday.
And
it's got a really crazy camera. That has nothing to do with the 5G, though, I guess.
It does record in 6K. I'll just let everybody know that if you've had Wi-Fi, a brand new modem for the past couple years, you've had 5G Wi-Fi in your house.
See, 5G is just a frequency of bands, see? And okay, so if you think of it as 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, that's not really how it works, but that's how they named it for people to understand, right? But you go like that, 1G, 2G, whatever, boom. And you just imagine that you have 1G. It's like the fucking the slot machine when you bet on that shit. And if you bet 25 cents, which is number one, you get the one line. Number two gets two. Number three gets big. And as you keep going, you get more and more bands is what they are. And more bands are and the frequency is more... possibility for connectivity, for speed, more people, more traffic, all that stuff.
It might also, more bands might also make you dance. Fair
that's
warning.
What I heard. I did hear that before.
Might also make it what?
More bands might make you dance.
Damn, man, I'm having trouble
bands
understanding
make a dance.
What you're saying.
Bands make a dance. That's, I don't know how the song clear. Goes. I just know that's
bands
the
make a dance. Bands will make you dance. Y'all remember that song?
I don't know.
That's
who
the only
it
part
is.
I know of it too.
Yeah,
I don't know. I remember that song.
It's okay. It's okay. Anyways, yeah, that's what these bands are. Look, we've already been using all different kinds of frequency and all the different kinds of bands and all the different kinds of radio frequencies, microwave frequencies, fucking X-ray frequencies, every frequency you can think of. I don't even know how these frequencies work, but I know that every single one of these waves we've been hitting for a long ass time now. Everybody's been doing it in all kinds of different places, doing all kinds of different things, trying different shit. Yo, you hit different frequency waves when you're using walkie-talkies. Use a walkie-talkie, you need your own channel. That's a different frequency than somebody else's channel. That's why you end up catching people's channels and people's stuff. You like, again, people were real worried about the radio back in the day. That was like a real concern. It was the same thing. I get it. It's weird. It's new. You don't get it yet. Like, but it's like, yo, like, If it would have been a problem, it would have been a problem when they implemented it into homes, into routers, like 5 years ago, 4 years ago, maybe. But now you, it's normal. You have two different Wi-Fis. You have your 2.8, which is your 3G. That's 3G. And then your 5G. Those are just the different bands that your shit is able to put out there. Did I don't know if that's really how it works.
What does the G stand for?
Gigahertz.
Gigahertz, I think.
5G is I don't know.
That's what gigahertz stands for on your thing. I don't know if that's what it stands for in 5G. I don't know why they call it that, but it probably stands for gigahertz. Well,
all the G's in telecommunication, like 1G, 2G, 3G, 4G, 5G, are like the steps of telecommunication generations.
Yeah, see, right? Generation. 1G? So it stands for generation there, but it happens to be
5G is the fifth generation mobile network. Yep.
Yeah, but it's still more, and so maybe it's not five. So again, that, the point was is that I'm going when I'm talking about is the first generation is this many bands, second generation is this many bands, whatever the gigahertz are, I don't know. But your shit uses and your Wi-Fi is used, at least the newer ones have been using 5G.
Everything you said is completely right because the Wi-Fi band that we've been using is a 5 gigahertz band as well, right? That's a coincidence with G and yes. gigahertz because our other bandwidths before haven't been gigahertz bands. They've been they have been some gigahertz bands. They've been mostly megahertz bands. But like you think of back in the day when you used to have a SIM card, right? And you used to have to have a SIM card on T-Mobile, and you still do because all those different networks of cell phones work off of different bandwidths that are the same thing that's going on with 5G, right? They're just working off of different frequencies that we can communicate data through these waves, right? And just like light waves, just like radio waves, just like microwaves, all this shit is the same thing going on where you're passing energy or data through waves and all this stuff is like bombarding us all the time. We're constantly like, that's a new thing. We really don't know how all these waves that we send out through Wi-Fi and all this stuff, we don't know too well what that will do to people, right? Like we've been putting Wi-Fi in homes at this level where people are constantly bombarded by these waves now for maybe 20 years at the most, maybe, right, Justin? Would you say any more than that?
As far as like the general public, sure.
And so we don't really know what they could do. They could do absolutely nothing, is which what we assume they would do, but we don't know. And now we're starting to hear this like pushback about these 5G gigahertz bands affecting us in these different ways because they're coming from cell phone towers. And I've even heard people argue that, well, the router bandwidth doesn't have like the power of the cell phone tower that it's pushing the bandwidth at. And like, I'll be honest, I don't understand. That's like the limit of my understanding of waves and power and like how that all shit works of like, if the power of your router is weaker than the power of like the signal at a tower. But I don't know if that, I honestly think all that shit with the 5G stuff it is what it is, but it doesn't seem like it's the important thing that we're looking at with 5G. I think a lot of people are making a big deal about this connection with coronavirus, and maybe it's because they want them to, maybe it's not, but I think 5G is a bigger situation in terms of where we're going with technology and what 5G, why 5G is important to implement in a country, in cities, and why it's difficult to implement from what I've been hearing about it, at least, that like 5G is the connection to AI that's going to allow what's happening now where it feels like AI to us, that's happening in office buildings in different countries, that's really people doing a lot of the work behind the scenes in these AIs that they're saying they're using, but they have these systems that they know they're going to work. And 5G is the connection that allows enough of that bandwidth to be open big enough, because that's the other thing. Like, you can only move so much data through a certain bandwidth, and that's why it's important to, like, when you have a bandwidth like 5G, that it can open up and move more data through this shit. And that's supposed to be this connection that AI is going to be a lot easier. That, and the difficult part of it is is that it doesn't have the range that we're used to with Wi-Fi. That's why the routers have been the first integration of 5G, because when you start going through walls with 5G, it doesn't work too well. That bandwidth does not move through solid material as well as the bandwidths that we're used to with Wi-Fi that we can see that can spread across like buildings, right? But 5G, you'll notice that that generally, unless you see all those routers all around in every room, like when I was a teacher, we had repeaters in every room that repeated the 5G signal into the room, right? Because 5G doesn't work well in between, you know, spaces. If it's open, that's fine. But if we want to use this in like a mobile, because that's what we're talking about, is mobile using this to connect cell phones, right? That's the big thing, is that we can connect cell phones and move that big amount of data in a way that we can process it quickly enough to use AI appropriately. And that's what's going to be hardened. But from what I've heard, these boxes have to be to like efficiently be used like 500 feet. Every 500 feet is going to be like the necessity of these antennas, or not antennas, these, I guess they would be broadcasters, like they're broadcasting the signal every 500 feet to use this. And that's like, think about that on roads. That's where this is going to be important to like move trucking, move like that's what 5G is about, is automating big systems like
okay,
that.
Okay, sure, right? Sure. But imagine this. So I hear you that it sounds crazy, like you putting a tower every 500 feet. But is that the case, or is that some kind of attachment that they can put on to street lights that are already there, because there's street lights every 50 feet.
Yeah, and it is an attachment. It's from what I understand, it's just like a box.
Yeah, so you just attach it. So you're not talking about every 500 feet we're adding some kind of infrastructure to hold this thing.
No.
We're adding it to stuff that's already
there. It's already there. 5G boxes already are all over cities. Like if you have 5G coverage somewhere, it's because you're around one of these.
Yeah, I got 5G coverage, I think. Where's that shit at? Flex, homie.
I mean, it's only in certain places. It's not all over the place. It's only in certain like towns, or not towns, but like it's only in certain cities. But if you go around the world, it's in bigger cities, like in Brazil, in Sao Paulo. I remember them talking briefly years ago about them being like a smart city. Do you guys remember that at all?
I remember the headline, but I didn't read it.
Exactly, and that's all I remember about it.
I just subscribed to Wired, though. So
hell yeah. But that's a smart city where they've already started the infrastructure of having a 5G infrastructure there, where like those things are already around and installed in regular places and like operating. Like South Korea is already a 5G nation, right? They already have 5G going. Like they're running that shit hard. And South Korea is like, that's why this is bigger than this Corona thing. That I feel like is a distraction away from what's really going on with 5G around automation, around like, and the bigger thing here is also data, right? Like how much data they can move and push and like see from you and collect from you and like take from everyone and collect, and also be able to use it quicker to then make decisions around what you're doing on your phone or what they're showing you on your phone.
Yeah, we live in a scary time. So what do you think that means then?
What do I think that means?
Because I feel like you're making me feel funny, boy. I'm about to turn off all my shit. Hey Google, power off.
Hey Google, self-destruct real quick.
Hey Google, self-destruct. Say what?
I mean, nothing. But I don't know, man. Like this is, I think again, this is like the scarier part of 5G, where they sell it as this really nice convenience because it's going to make our cell phones better. It's going to make Google Maps better. It's going to make all this shit better for us, of the convenience of that we love. We love speed, and we love like things that happen even before we know they're going to happen. That's what we even expect from AI, and that's what 5G is going to allow us. But at the same time, there's going to be some other shit happening on the back level of surveillance and watching. And like when they have all this every 500 feet. Woo,
well, check this out. Not even just because I don't even want to go. Watching. I don't even want to go into surveillance because your boy will go deep. I'm all blaze. I'll fuck around and go in on that. But that's not. But real quick, have you ever seen Black Mirror?
I've seen a few episodes.
You guys ever see that episode of Black Mirror with where they basically have like social ratings?
Ooh, no.
And they live in a world where the entire world is run like Facebook. So, like, everybody...
And it's all on the walls and shit, right? Like, when they wake up, they, like, get up, right?
Yeah, yeah, kind of. And then she one. Has, like, yeah. They have on, like, glasses or whatever, like, maybe some kind of contacts or something. But for whatever it is, it allows them to, like, see an AR in front of them. What's AR stand for? Augmented reality. So, augmented reality, like, shit in front of them of, like, menu and shit like that. And when they're walking, motherfuckers got ratings on them. And they got little hearts or they're basically, like, credit scores. And these fools are like, they act all funny and they act all fake and they're all weird. And right when they have interactions with any interaction with anybody, you use your little iPhone thing and you rate the person you just met. And it's like, yep, a weird thing. Like, and that's the way everybody lives.
But it's also if I remember right in that episode, I think that's also like the currency of the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Too, is like getting likes, but also you have to like pay to like other stuff, and like you see like the dude wake up and like look at the post of his like the girl he has a crush on, and he has to like use his credits,
yeah, yeah,
to like her shit. No.
It's
fucking wild. That was the first like episode fans I ever watched of Black Mirror, and I thought it was gonna be all like that, and I was like, oh my god, this show's amazing. And then I watched a couple episodes, and I was like, this show's dope, but it's not what I thought from watching. Like,
no, that shit is crazy.
Was, like, an amazing amount of television. Like, that hour of Black Mirror on that episode you're talking about was like blew my mind. I was also super hungover like on New Year's Day watching it. So maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know.
No, Black Mirror's off the hook. And that's the one too where shit, because, it's like a credit score. So that's where like she gets into shit. So she gets invited to this wedding. And so she's on her way to the wedding and something happens and she tries to get another fuck. Something happens and she has like a fit. Her credit score, her fucking little credit score thing goes down. And then so when she goes to try to get something, she doesn't qualify because her credit score isn't high enough.
Damn. Yeah, it's wild.
Like, and they're like, you're basically like a risk because everybody says it's
Justin,
weird.
Justin, why did you mention Black Mirror in the first place?
Because of that,
5G.
Because of 5G and augmented reality, and because you're talking about where AI comes from as far as like a surveillance. Because again, we could go deep on that. I really don't want to. We're getting close to the end here.
But we could go.
We're getting close to the end, so we could take it off the deep end real quick and go off of what 5G would mean. You know what I'm saying? If motherfuckers was connected in the telecommuter brains, you know what I'm talking about? In the meantime, I think that's been it. You got anything else, Steve? You want to exit out on anything over there? How about Guy Spencer? You ask him from Connecticut. Guy Spencer live from Connecticut.
I mean, Guy Spencer hit me up earlier, and all he said was he said, thank you to you, Justin. He said, thank you for telling him about OnlyFans. And he asked for you to start following him on OnlyFans.
You know, you're Guy Spencer.
I mean, that's all he said. That's all he said. He's texting me that shit. He said,
you know,
tell
that's
Justin
you,
start
right?
Following him on OnlyFans.
You know, what? That's you, right?
Well, I also wanted to say just again, Eric, good choice again on the beer. The mild, I fucking love this beer, and thanks for dropping off three of them so I could have three of these beers now that we're taking off. That's all I wanted to say. Check out the Instagram, StephenDDI_Lissio, and check out, yeah, I'll give a better review of this beer because it's definitely worthy of one.
Eric?
Y'all?
That was a cool beer. I got lucky with that one. And I just want to let y'all know that Black Mirror is a reflection of reality, or what might be reality. That's why it's called Black Mirror. When you're holding a phone, screen off, it's a Black Mirror. We'll catch y'all later.
Also, shout out to all the Eric.
No, not shout out, nothing.
Episode 15 of the... All the Erics? All the Erics? I thought this was Eric's episode.
This is Eric's episode. That's why we were letting him finish.
Damn.
But you're right. Shout out to Eric. And all the black screens. Erics. You know what I'm saying? And on those black screens that you're looking at right now, but you should still be able to hear me. But you're looking at a black screen right now. Make sure you click this video right here, one of these videos right here. Click subscribe up in this motherfucker. Follow us at LRVT Podcast. On all them motherfuckers, everything you got, we got. And shout out to the Erics. And Eric, lead us out.
Fuck, I ran out of my my one fact that I prepared for the last 30 minutes because I was high as fuck.
We wasted the good surprise on you!